Did you ever put your name on a list and wonder what the heck you were doing? And then you say to yourself, what's the worst that can happen? And then you think about the night and all the people you listen to, like Michael, who's really hot looking. He kind of looks like that Dr. Reed on CSI. I was looking at that Dr. Reed the other night, and I thought, that's the guy I should have married, only he's a little bit young. And then I see him come up, and I think, whoa, the universe really listens. Whew! I mean, I think that was just last night on my couch at 8:30 when I was trying to take a, you know, sleep. I don't know, but boy, the universe acts quick. I just forgot to say around age 61, please. The other morning, I was laying in bed, having a hot flash probably, which woke me up. And my alarm goes off, and I'm one of those hitters, you know, you just keep hitting it. And I finally had this dream. I was involved in it, but I was halfway conscious, and I was with my husband, and in his new house with whoever his significant somebody is. And her name's Robin, I know that. And she's interesting, my boys say they don't like her. She has a deep voice, very deep. Anyway, so I'm in the house with them, we're just talking, I don't know about anything, I don't even know what the relationship is, but we're in this new house he now has with Robin. And Robin is talking a lot in the other bedroom, in the bedroom near us, and I can hear Robin, and I'm getting madder and madder and madder in this dream because the fucking bitch won't even come out and say hello to me and say, wow, you were with him for 25 years of your life, what did you learn? Or, gee, I'm sorry, or I don't know what she's supposed to say, but she's there, and I hear her voice, and he's here, and geez, it's really, ugh. So she comes out, and I grab her by the throat, and I start strangling her, and she's just going like that, and I'm telling her, what are you, like me, were you codependent, you know, is that why you're with him, or are you with him because you're just like him, you're an arrogant narcissist, and that's why you're with him, why, and she's just bobbling. And I wake up and I think, oh my God, I'm thinking of him again and I haven't been with him for 2 years. Our divorce was final at the end of July. What the hell is the matter with me? I even picked out my own new name and I'm still thinking of this jerk. And so I start tapping, even though I am dreaming about this guy and his new significant other and I have no idea why and I don't want to and I think it's really crazy and I think I'm really crazy and I really completely love and accept myself exactly the way I am. Do you know that this is really a relieving technique? It relieves stress and so I'm doing this in my bed on my soggy pillow because I'm having a hot flash and I've just strangled this significant other anyway and I only have 2 minutes and so I think, what was I doing with this guy? And then I thought, why was I strangling her? Why was I mad? What was I having this dream for? And I realized I was with him, and I took every clue that I could imagine from him about what I needed to do and who I needed to be so he would love me. And I did it so well. I mean, I read him. So it took 25 years for me to finally figure out, like about 4 years ago, that I didn't like who I was twisting myself to be, and that there was like this artist, art teacher type person in there married to a fighter pilot, and it didn't really work real well, and that he was like kind of a sex pervert, and I'm kind of like the virginal type, and you know, it really wasn't working, but it took a while. I'm a slow learner. Anyway, so I realized I was really mad at me. I was mad because I was not myself in the very beginning, but had I been, all of it wouldn't have happened, and the two kids and the 25 years and the all over the world and everything, it wouldn't have happened. And now I'm in a house that I just bought with my oldest son living there, kind of like a dog that comes in and out so that the neighbors, you know, nobody scares me, and, you know, 20-year-olds. And I'm safe. I'm happy. I have my own house. I have friends that like me just how I am. I'm figuring out what I like to do. I'm doing it. I'm coming to this storytelling thing, which I really like. I'm helping put on a play of Shrek, and I'm looking at this thing thinking that would hold up the head of the dragon. Anyway, so I'm enjoying life. I'm learning to enjoy life, and I'm becoming and embracing me, finally.